There's another place where Congress and the president might find a lot of money to cut the deficit, and that's the Pentagon. Today, the new Secretary of Defense, Leon Panetta, held his first news conference since coming on the job a month ago. He spent most of it arguing why cutting the defense budget is a bad idea. NPR's Rachel Martin was there, and she joins me now from the Pentagon. And Rachel, this debt ceiling deal that we've been talking about, signed into law this week, could force major cuts in the defense budget down the road, right?
That's exactly right, Melissa. Under the deal, the Pentagon has to cut roughly $350 billion over the next 10 years. That is a done deal. And defense officials say that is not the worst thing in the world because that number is pretty close to what the president had asked them to cut back in April. And they've been spending the past several months figuring out exactly how to make those cuts. But what is troublesome to the Pentagon is this threat of a second round of cuts. So Congress is setting up this so-called super committee, and that group has to find a compromise deal to cut the deficit. If they cannot do that, then additional cuts are automatically triggered, and that could take another $600 billion out of the Pentagon budget.
And that's why Defense Secretary Panetta was making his case against deeper defense cuts today.
Exactly. And Secretary Panetta did not mince words. This is what he said about the threat of that second round of cuts.
If it did happen, it would result in a further round of very dangerous cuts across the board. Defense cuts that I believe would do real damage to our security, our troops and their families, and our military's ability to protect the nation.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, was at that press conference with Panetta. He echoed the same thing, saying these cuts would have a, quote, devastating impact on the U.S. military.
Did Secretary Panetta talk today about where the Pentagon is going to make those cuts, find the room in the budget to chip away?
Well, at this point, they're being very careful about revealing too many details. But if the second round of cuts are triggered, Admiral Mullen said there would probably have to be reductions in the force and weapons and equipment programs that are behind schedule or are subject to cost overruns would definitely be on the table under consideration for cutting. A senior defense official also said that there could be thousands of layoffs of civilian personnel working at the Pentagon, and military health care and retirement benefits could also be cut, which is very controversial.
Do you get the sense, Rachel, that part of this is the Pentagon trying to paint a real doomsday scenario, worst case scenario, to keep its budget intact?
Well, exactly, Melissa. What we're seeing is the beginning of what could be a messy public relations war to some degree. We heard Secretary Panetta say today that this congressional committee, the super committee, should look at other ways to make the necessary deficit reductions. So that means entitlement programs or raising taxes, basically anywhere but defense. Now, remember, Leon Panetta is a budget guy. This is what he does. He was the budget director in the Clinton administration, and he was brought into this job knowing full well that he was going to be called on to deal with major cuts to defense. It's happening now. But he is also a former congressman, and he's a politician. He knows how to play the game in Washington. And the political game right now is all about putting pressure on this super committee to come up with a compromise. If they come up with a compromise, those dramatic cuts, those automatic cuts, won't happen. But the Pentagon said that if this does happen, that it would be devastating. And when I asked Panetta if he's working on a backup plan in case the committee doesn't come through, he said he's just not even considering that as an option.
And Rachel, the timetable here is brief. I mean, the super committee just has a few months to do its work and come up with this vote.
Exactly. The committee has until Thanksgiving, until they can come up with a deal. The committee will be appointed in the next couple of weeks. So that's where all the pressure is going to be. We're going to be seeing lobbying on all sides.
Okay. NPR defense correspondent Rachel Martin at the Pentagon. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Melissa.